I have never seen anything quite like it before. Not in all my time as one of the governor's soldiers. It has been such a strange week. I simply share this with you because, well, because I feel I need to. It all began when he rode into the city on a donkey, and the people around him poured out in such large numbers to line the streets. They were shouting hysterically, and some were waving palm leaves which they had cut down. Some of them even put their cloaks on the ground in front of him. We didn't intervene. No, we just watched from a distance. I heard that the following day, he went into their temple and caused a lot of trouble there. He was overturning tables and stopping people from carrying their stuff about. He was shouting at them from the top of his voice. We gathered it was quite a disturbance. I tell you, him and them followers of his, they're a feisty group. Apparently, last night as he was arrested, one of them took his sword and cut the ear off a servant of the high priest. Crazy! The whole battalion's been talking about it. This morning, how do I describe this morning? The governor, he always releases a prisoner at this feast time. So he brought Jesus before the crowds and that scum Barabbas. I hate that guy, always causing trouble. He asked the crowd which one they wanted released. We all were kind of surprised when they said they wanted the governor to release Barabbas. And then later, they were screaming for Jesus to be crucified. Crucify him, they were saying. Screaming for him to suffer that terrible death. What is it with these people? They were clearly out to get this Jesus guy. I can't quite understand it. They were cheering him a few days earlier. And now, they were demanding that we crucify him. It was their fault it happened, not ours. As I said, it has been a strange week. He was handed over to us, and we played our usual games with him, as we do with most of the prisoners. There were hundreds of us. The whole battalion were there. Actually, as I think about it now, it was pretty cruel what we did this time. You need to understand. The thing is, many of us have no love for them Jews. We hate them. And we heard that some people were saying that this one thought he was the king of the Jews. I mean, really? So that's why we stripped him. And one of the other soldiers put his robe over him. And a few of us took some branches from a thorn bush and we made it into a crown for his head, to make him look like a king. As I helped to push this onto his head, I felt some of the thorns pierce his skin and he began to bleed. But that's when it struck me. He didn't fight back. He didn't complain. It was as though he just allowed it to happen. Almost. Nah. Well, yes. Almost wanting it to happen. We put a stick in his hand as a pretend scepter, and we fell to our knees to pay mock homage to him, hailing him as the King of the Jews. The thing is, you do need to know, I now wish I hadn't done that. Someone took the stick from his hand and began hitting him over the head with it, smashing it into his skull. Even I winced every time the stick made contact. As he fell, many were just spitting at him and calling him names. All the other soldiers were cheering with delight and goading them on. All the while, he just continued to take it. Anyway, we soon got fed up of our fun. The other soldier took his robe back, and we put the prisoner's clothes back on his bleeding body. It was then we heard it was definite. He would be crucified. So we led him away through the streets. But they were full of people, loads of people. We got some guy to help him carry the cross because he was so badly beaten that he was really struggling. He could hardly walk. I confess now, I did feel sorry for him. There was something different about this one. I didn't know what it was at that point. If I had, I would have done something to have stopped all this. Honest, I really would have tried. We arrived at Golgotha. And someone gave him something to drink, but he didn't take it. When we had nailed him to the cross, some of the other soldiers began casting lots for his clothing. I didn't join in. It just didn't feel right. A few of us were detailed to keep watch. We put a sign over his head. This is Jesus, King of the Jews. People were wandering past, mocking him, telling him to save himself. And then, oh wow, it kicked off. Big time. The sky became really, really black. Jet black. It was just so dark. And this, you need to understand, was in the middle of the day. We wondered what was happening. It stayed like that for hours. And then in the middle of the afternoon, he called something out. I couldn't quite make out what he was saying. Some people thought he was calling for one of their old prophets. And then he called out again and died. But at that very moment, I can't quite explain it, but at that very moment, you're not going to believe me, but it's true. At that very moment, the whole earth shook. I was thrown to the ground. Rocks were rolling down the hill, and the ground opened up. It just came apart. People were screaming and running in all sorts of directions. Believe me, this was one scary scene. We just looked up at him, hanging limp on that cross. Life having left him. And with all this stuff going on around us, in this panic, in this screaming, in the darkness, and the earth opening up, we soldiers just looked at each other. We knew what we were all thinking. I said, truly, this was the Son of God. I knew there was something different about him. I just didn't see it until then. Truly, this was the Son of God. I realized it then. And you need to know that too. You need to know the reality of the truth of that. That Jesus is the Son of God. It changed my life. It will change your life too. Do it. Believe in him. I leave you. Pray for us all as we work out what to do next. Farewell.